All right, Jeff Nelson, owner of Nelson Jewelers in Brownsburg. Jeff, kind of like what I told you in a Facebook message, I saw your Facebook post last Friday that you are shutting down after 42 years. My fiance, her family, they're from Brownsburg, so I always hear about a bunch of people in town loving your store. You've become a staple in Brownsburg. So after 42 years, though, you've decided to retire. What's the reason that kind of helped you decide now is the time to retire?
Well, is I have some things that I want to do in life. I have multiple sclerosis. It's harder for me to manipulate myself around the store. We have an upstairs in which my office is in, where the bathrooms are at. The stairs are very difficult for me to manipulate, or getting more difficult, I should say. Some of the things that I have done, in all honesty, since I was 8 or 10 years old, when my parents owned the store, and I worked down here after school and all kinds of things like that, like shorten watch bands or putting in batteries, that type of thing, has become more and more difficult. So it's just time. Like I say, I've been here 42 years full time. That doesn't count child labor. When my parents owned the store and I needed extra money for this, that, and the other. So it's just, I had some things come up throughout the year that, you know what, it's just time. It's been a very, very taxing time the last 3 months, 4 months, to make this decision and to carry through with it.
And how, so you, like you said, you've been here, you've been in charge of Nelson Jewelers for 42 years, but you've been working there since your parents. So how long has the store actually been in Brownsburg?
62 years.
62 years. Okay. And how old are you?
I'm 65.
65. Gotcha. Okay. You also mentioned the last 3 or 4 months of there, a lot of things have happened. So obviously 2020 has been really hard for just about everyone, but especially a lot of those small town businesses. Did the coronavirus pandemic play a role? Did you have some struggles this year because of the pandemic?
Very small.
Oh, okay.
Very small role. We were shut down for 2 months, from the middle of March to the middle of May. We reopened it 3 days a week, from the middle of May to the 1st of June, and we've been open regular hours since. And our customers have been very good to us. Yeah, from all the comments on Facebook, and we've done good business, that I think we've been very good to them, as just business should be.
I was about to say, I saw some of the comments on the Facebook page after you made the announcement that you're retiring, and seeing how people are saying that they're sad about the news, how Brownsburg won't be the same without you guys. Have you had any personal interactions with people? Have you heard other things in person from people about your decision?
I've gotten some emails. I've received some other things, but since Friday we've been closed prepping for the sale. Our phones have been off, and so we haven't had customers in, so I've not heard anything. It's one of, I think there's going to be a lot of people come in during the sale, not only to purchase something for themselves or their loved ones, particularly since everything is 50 to 70%, all our items in stock are 50 to 70% off. But I think many of them will be here to say goodbye.
And how will that make you feel?
Very emotional. Extremely emotional. And I'm not a real emotional person, but I've had more emotional moments in the last 3 months where I go someplace private and cry. That's it. This was my parents' dream. When I walked in here 42 years ago, I only walked in here with one thing in mind, and that's what I was going to be the owner. And I worked 20 years, and I bought my parents out. And I've been the owner ever since. Every time there's a generational change in business, there's a chance of failure to the new generation. And not only did we not fail, but we thrived. I'm not patting myself on the back. I'm patting my employees over those years. They're not employees, they're coworkers. I'm patting our customers on the back that they entrusted Nelson's Jewelers, that we're going to continue and take care of them as how we would want to take care of ourselves. I'm a big firmer in the golden rule, you know, big believer in the golden rule is, you know, do unto others as you would have done unto you. And that's kind of been my creed ever since I became the owner. Yeah, and it was my father's creed also. So, and it's worked. And I thank everyone, from my coworkers through the years to our customers through the years, for helping us, go this long, and, to carry on this long. And, it's not their fault. It's more multiple sclerosis' fault than anything.
I was going to ask if you mentioned the multiple sclerosis, if anything else happened. If you don't want to share, that's fine. If it's a personal thing, but you said a lot has gone and a lot has happened in the last 3 years or 3 months rather, and you talk about going somewhere private and crying. Is there something else there that kind of contributed to this decision?
Well, anyone that knows me personally, or anyone that's a customer, a longtime customer in the store, knows that I go to Florida. I love it in Florida. I own a boat down there, and I also own some property down there, and I want to be able to go run my boat before I can't anymore. I want to have some time that my wife and I can hop on that thing. We've traveled from downtown St. Pete to Key West to everyone, that we can go enjoy some time and see some things. Everybody has a bucket list. It's just probably I have a shorter amount of time for that bucket list than someone that's not afflicted with this or some sort of debilitating disease.
Talking with Jeff Nelson. He's the owner of Nelson Jewelers, retiring after 42 years. And during this interview, Jeff, I can hear in your voice, how hard of a decision this is, how emotional you're getting, thinking about, your time and all the customers you've interacted with over the years. Is there a moment or maybe a specific customer that you had in the past that will always stick with you?
There's many. There's many people that I've sold three generations of jewelry to. That we've sold the grandparents, we've had their children come in, say, my parents bought everything here, and we're here looking for an engagement ring, or we're here doing this, or, you know, whatever it be, and their children, the grandchildren, have come in. There may be some that there's four generations, but there's many, many, many people that come in over the years and continue to come in that we're going, that are special. I used to get stressed out during the Christmas season, as any retailer. That's the biggest season we have.
Right.
So finally, my wife Ginger, about 8 years ago, 9 years ago, looked at me and says, "I don't know why you are so stressed. You need to look at this as Old Home Week." I mean, all these people come in to see you.
Yeah.
They're trusting you to help them pick out that special something for that special loved one. And you've been successful at it all these years, or they wouldn't be coming back in. And it gave me a whole new outlook to this. And believe it or not, there is, I think this going out of business sale through the next weeks is there's going to be a lot of those old home moments.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just it. And I've told the rest of my coworkers, I says, you know, yes, we expect to be busy. Yes, we expect things to be crowded. But I said, there's going to be a lot of people come in here, and they're going to want to say goodbye to Jeff and Ginger. My wife Ginger's worked here 25 years. And, you know, and we are going to need to take some time with them also.
Right.
Even if you sell them something, there's probably going to need some personal moments. And I mean, for them maybe to reflect, and for us to reflect and say thank you.
And that'll be bittersweet. I can imagine.
Well, that's when I wrote the post for Julie to put out on Facebook. That's the reason. I said right there, it was bittersweet.
Yeah.
A bittersweet announcement, and I forget the exact words, but bittersweet was there. Because it is. You know, I'm going to miss the customers. I'm going to miss going to trade shows. I'm going to miss, I have many vendors that have become good friends. I'm going to miss seeing that, and I'm going to miss not seeing, you know, not picking out, wow, this is a great ruby, or wow, look at the sapphire. Oh, my God, look at the diamonds in that bracelet. You know, am I going to miss that? Yes. So I just, there's going to be many things I miss. It's going to be a big psychological difference. I think during the first few months of adjustment, I'm going to have my good days and I'm going to have my bad days, just from the simple aspect is, wow, I don't have to do the books. Wow, I don't have to answer emails, you know, to vendors, to advertisers, to whatever.
Yeah.
Wow, I don't have to, you know, worry about, a difficult job. You know, I need to go upstairs in the shop and make sure how it's coming along. I there's just all kinds of things that's going to be empty time. But, you know, it's all going to work out.
Yeah. So one last question. Remind me of what the plan is, because again, you announced that you were closing on last Friday. You're still closed today, but you're going to open back up later this week, right? For your going out of business sale.
We are going to open up on Thursday at noon.
Okay.
For our going out of business sale, all the in stock merchandise is marked 50% to 70% off. We have not touched the tags. We've not done anything. It's a legitimate 50% to 70% off our in stock merchandise. I don't have to replace it. This is all. When this is over, it goes in Jeff's retirement fund. That's just it. And so we're going to run the going out of business sale until we get it all sold. If that's 3 weeks from now, fine. If it's 6 weeks from now, fine. If somebody just walks in here and the sale is going to run until all the merchandise is sold. That could be a matter of weeks. It could be the end of the year. I don't know.
Gotcha. Jeff, I appreciate you taking some time and sharing your story and some thoughts and memories and emotions. And like I said, I can tell that it's going to be an emotional week or few weeks or however long this sale takes. But Jeff, thanks so much. Take care.
All right. Very good. Bye-bye.
Bye.